You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on at your house?
This song's going on in my house right now, DT. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. It's either this song in heavy rotation or the Don't Talk About Bruno song. It's those
still
two
that one?
Back and forth easily 50 times a day for each one of these songs.
How is the Bruno song still in power
it's
rotation at your house?
The biggest song in the world right now for kids, so it's just constant.
Okay.
And then for some reason, old Reed Areno, my son, picked up the Never Gonna Give You Up at school. I don't know if a gym teacher played it during a class or something or what's going on, but it is making its way through the elementary school. And I hear the lines, never going to give you up, never going to let you down, easily 300 times a day now.
Are you telling
like
me that
earworm.
A gym teacher at the school rickrolled the whole school?
I think that's what happened. And it's funny because it led into a conversation because Nicole had never heard what being rickrolled was. So I had to explain that. She's never heard about being rickrolled. Hmm. So we started talking about that. But the Reed is into this song so much so that he's researching Rick Astley, and he's dressing like him now. He puts the song on, runs upstairs, puts on a little outfit, a little suit coat, and combs his hair like in the video with the little puff in the front and everything. And he's learned all the dance moves to the music video, and he's just...
Well, who hasn't?
Mesmerized. And he's like, have you ever heard of this guy? Is he new? I was like, no... No, buddy, this song came out when I was 8. But I guess it's standing the test of time, man. All these little kids now are running around singing it.
And I saw some little clip of
hearing
Rick
them sing those the lyrics, too, you know, at this age.
Yeah.
It's like,
You saw Rick Astley on some little clip of the Graham Norton show. Uh-huh. He's still out there, and he's still touring. So he still tours on this one song, 35 years later or whatever it is.
Three-ish good ones.
Trust me.
Three-ish.
He's,
he's got three.
Trust me, he had one hit. I was in radio, bud.
I know, but he had one hit. Yeah, I was looking at more, and I was like, oh, I know that one, and then I don't know the rest of them. So for me, three of them I kind of remember my mom playing them.
Well, it's interesting that you're... 10-year-old son.
Oh, man. And then the remixes of this, there's like a hip-hop remix, a techno, and then he'll throw on the one where the dog barks the lyrics or a cat meows the lyrics.
God, I don't want your life. You know, all this does
it's actually very comical. It's very comical.
It underscores the fact that I don't want your life at all. I'm happy for you and Nicole.
It's funny. Great. The amount of videos we've shot over this, and it's... It's funny, you know. It's nice
between
to laugh.
That and
it's
we
good
don't
to
talk
laugh.
About Bruno and everything. It's like, oh my God, I would probably not come home.
Daddy's not coming home tonight.